Oh, wow.
Hello?
Hello?
Radio.
Hold on, let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm the first one.
Yes, you are.
Okay, okay. So, real quick. So, I agree with everything you said about the Boosie situation, just everything. Jocelyn, yeah, I like the song because it's a joke. She's literally a joke. No one would want their kid to be like Jocelyn. So, that's weird for her to even say anything about anybody's kids or whatever. So, that's that. And then also, I'm kind of sick of people trying to use the word phobia as like saying, oh, phobia means that you're afraid of gay people. Phobia, when you Google the word phobia, that's what I just did, because the English language is like very complex, right? So when you Google the word phobia, it says an extreme or irrational fear of or aversion to something. So I look up the word aversion. Aversion says a strong dislike or disinclination to something. So It doesn't always mean that you're scared of something. It means that you have like a hate towards something, an irrational hate towards something, and that's what homophobia is.
My thing is, I just don't think that it's fair for people to feel like that we should be a subdivision or a sublet culture of regular American blacks or regular black people, like normal or just other black people. I just think that that's unfair. And I feel like that's kind of what they're saying. Like, you be gay, just stay out of our way.
A lot of those rappers are gay, to be honest with you. A lot of those rappers are gay.
Yeah.
They're scared.
A lot of those rappers are.
You know. Yeah, they are. They are. So
thank you.
And then,
go ahead.
One more thing. And then the Sweetie thing. Yes, like I said, I'm a huge fan of hers, but it is looking like maybe music isn't her thing. I don't know. It's just like I've said this before, but I hate that everyone wants to use a dance routine on their songs. Like, everyone's not a dancer. You don't have to do that all the time. And I feel like sometimes she looks a bit awkward. Like, you don't have to incorporate dance all the time in your music. You're a rapper. It's fine to, like, command the stage without dancing all the time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then also, like, it – okay.
Thanks, boo. I love you. No, thank – we got a lot of people on here. Okay. Let me – 9526. So we're gonna let's get to the point quickly because we've been on here for a minute. 9526.
Yeah, this is JC. I'm really debating whether or not I want to consider myself pro-black, because I call myself supporting the black community. I created a black YouTube channel. I got on a panel with Q Butter and these other black men, and I wanted to talk about black empowerment. Then the whole conversation became about me being gay and how being gay was detrimental to the black community. And yet we have these black men molesting little girls. They're causing all these problems in the black community, and they look at us as underclass when – economically and socially, we're actually above black straight men, and they look down on us. We're helping to take care of their children. We're being a support system for black women when they're absentee fathers, and yet we're still being disrespected. We're being disrespected by black men and black women. And why should we continue to be pro-black when they're not supporting us? Why should we give a shit about them? We should only support ourselves.
I agree. Please, no more cursing, because I might have to help. But this must be your first time calling. No cussing and no hard words like that. But I agree, because like I said, and people get so mad at me when I say, you know, niggas like Boosie will be those ignorant ones that get shot up by the police because they don't follow directions. So they'll try to go back and forth, and they'll expect people to be out there picketing and rioting, and I'm not walking out there for them because they wouldn't do it for me, because you don't even feel like, according to these women that are in here, nobody has to accept us. I mean, and if you go back to Sandra Bland, remember, Sandra Bland felt the same way. Remember what Sandra Bland said? If employers don't want to hire people because they're gay, they have the right. They don't have to hire. If you're gay and they don't want to hire you, they don't have to. They shouldn't have to hire you for being homosexual. So it's just like, this is how people feel. That's why I don't, I, I'm not a big Sandra Bland. I'm not a Sandra Bland fan. I don't get into the whole say her name and do this and that, because these are people that feel like my life does not matter because of who I'm going to sleep with at night. I shouldn't be able to get a job and feed my children because I like men. Like, that's crazy.
Right, and they see us as a threat, and what we do behind closed doors has no bearing on the black community, and they want us to be sacrificial animals, that we're supposed to forsake our happiness. We're supposed to be miserable and pretend that we like women when we know we don't, and just go along to get along to make everyone else happy.
Exactly. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Bye, boo. Have a good one. Now, we got into some things. Oh, shout out to Shadir. She got her 30 minutes. 7931. Hello?
Hey, Armand.
Hey, boo. Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So, first, I was going to talk about Boosie because I can't stand him either, but I really want to go Jocelyn route. Because, girl,
okay.
I don't know who you think you are to try to tell somebody what they should or should be. Bonnie Bella shouldn't get to watch you in real life. Some things just don't make sense to me, girl. It's a whole bunch more going on around you than you got to be worried about some folks being gay on the television, all right? Girl, you need to get some more things together, like stop trying to pimp and prostitute. Like you just said, you spent how many years on Love and Hip Hop looking like a fool, going after Mimi like you was in the right for being with Stevie J and all of that stuff, girl. You're trash. Like, you're absolute gutter trash, and you can't speak on nothing. You shouldn't be able to speak on nothing. So let's go to Boosie. Boosie, nigga, you was out here letting your son get his team played with by a grown woman. You are M-word. In my opinion, Boosie should be in jail. There is no reason that a 10-year-old boy should be having sex with a grown woman because his daddy said so. In what world is that okay? In what world, on what earth, are we just over? Nobody ever brings that up when Boosie starts talking about gay people.
No,
like, you
they
want
don't.
Your son, you want your son to be straight so bad, you might have traumatized boy. He might grow up and be gay. Might just be scared to tell you. Man, my daddy had me having sex so young. Like, I'm gonna try something else. I'm gonna try a little razzle dazzle. So, I mean, I already know what girls are like. Let me see what boys are like. He'll have a heart attack. Like, I need people that don't have no room to be speaking to stop speaking. Like, Boosie, you can't even keep an Instagram. You got girls, you got young girls on Instagram showing their whole coochie on Instagram, spreading it wide for a whole summer long, and you want to tell somebody to not do things on TV that's gay. I just don't understand. None of that, it doesn't make sense in my mind.
So my thing is this. My thing is, I don't even have a problem if you don't agree with it. Like you saying, like, but girl, you don't have to consume it. And if we're in a shared space, like an award show or a music, change the channel. Look around. It's 60 seconds. Like, just move on. Why is this triggering you?
Like, I always say, my brother's straight, my daddy's straight, my man is straight, and what they don't be worried about is what gay folks is doing, okay?
Right.
They don't be worried about what gay folks are doing, and that's how I know that some of these niggas out here got a little curiosity in their soul, because you too worried about what gay niggas are doing. And then for the black women, I don't understand, like, look, I don't understand why are y'all on a person's channel or Instagram who's clearly gay, outwardly gay. Gay is a gibby, and you want to sit up and say stuff like this. Like, if you don't like gay people, just say so. Like,
Just say so. Just say, and then move on.
And move on, girl. It's not that deep. Nobody's going to be mad at you. It's a lot of people that don't like gay people. Nobody's beating them up. You can like who you want to like. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. We got so many choices in life, and y'all choose to sit up and complain about stuff that don't even have to affect you. Now, like, yeah, it's, some stuff do get a little out of hand, but you know what I do? I say, girl, I'm not worried about that. I don't pay attention to Lil Nas. I don't pay attention to a lot of people. You know why? Because that's not what I want to pay attention to.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's not what I want to pay attention to. So I think people need to get to a point where they just live and let live. Because these black men is out here creating babies in 10 households in one city. Then you want to jump over to the next and create 10 more babies and 10 more households and 10 more baby mamas and leave them all for dead with your kids who ain't got no money, who can't get new shoes and all of this stuff. But y'all want to talk about gay people ruining the community? No, it's straight black men ruining the community. Like my trash ass daddy, he ain't done nothing for me, been in prison most of my life. But that's not ruining the community? What's going on? I'm not understanding. Somebody help me understand how gay people ruining everything when straight people been out here way longer, especially straight white men. Straight white men been blowing stuff up since the day of the dump. So I'm just trying to figure out what the gay folks got to do with everything. Like, we need to let the gay people live their life and let the straight people look. The straights and the gays can live. They could. We can coincide. We could be in peace. We really can if people just mind their business. And that's
but it's like, it's just deflecting. It's like, you know, a lot of these niggas don't even take care of their own kids. So, but you worried about Lil Nas X is doing. Like, where's your kid?
You worried about Lil Nas X. Where are your kids? Your little boy is gay because you ain't around. How about that? Now, it ain't TV. It's because he been sitting up with his mama, watching his mama do makeup and stuff like that. And now you don't talk to your own son because he got, maybe if you would have been around a little more and sold him some manly things, maybe, just maybe he might have been straight. But that doesn't matter either, niggas. That's what I be trying to tell you. If your son going to be gay, he going to be gay, and that's just what there's going to be. So, you know, just get over it. That's a whole bunch of stuff that just don't be making sense to me in the black community itself. Like you said, a lot of people, they don't want, like, the acceptance. They just want certain acceptance. They want certain privilege. And I feel like if we all just be black or gay, or if we all just be together, because that's what black people can't do. We can't just get together and be together and live our life. We always got to have issues. Oh, black gays this, black gays that. Black gays don't even run nothing. It's the white ones that run everything. Why y'all
right.
talking? You're stupid. You just stupid. Just like I said, if you don't like gay people, just say so. If gay people bother you, just say so. And like you said, I very much feel like there's a lot of black women out here that's bothered that it's gay men that's out here killing it. And I don't care. I'm like, because you can't compete with me. This pussy pops severely, nigga. I don't give a damn what a gay boy is doing. Beside me, baby, we can strut. We can Santana walk together, baby, because we on two different wavelengths. And we looking at two different type of niggas. And my nigga not looking at you, so I'm not worried, honey. So that's the things that I don't understand. Y'all too worried about shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. So if y'all let shit go, then shit'll be let go. And that's just
it. All right, boo. Bye. Bye. Because you went off. All right, bye. You got that off. All right, love you. Thanks for being here for 2 years. All right, so I want, because people saying that Sandra Bland never said that. I'm trying to find that clip where she said it. Hold on. Okay, here she, okay. So business people don't have to hire me because being gay is a choice, according to her opinion. But as if black people and gay people cannot be one and the same. This is the ignorance that I'm talking about. Bitch, I'm not black or gay. I'm both. So if she feels, if a business, this is how she feels, if a business chooses not to cater to someone that's gay and doesn't want to hire them, that's their choice, and she stands with that. So, girl, like, this is the narrative. So because I'm gay, I don't deserve to feed my family. Never mind me being black. That's ignorant. That's it. But this is how people feel. Okay. And I see people saying, why use her? Well, that is the point of the situation. She, let's be very clear, she was in a situation, you know, that has happened. No one deserves, first of all, nobody deserves to lose their life. I wouldn't go as far. No one deserves to lose their life, just like no one deserves because of the color of their skin or whatever, just like no one deserves to not be able to get a job and afford to feed their family because of their sexual orientation. So that's number one. But I used her because she's a prime example. Everybody's respects, you know, say her name. We put these different characters up, and we celebrate these people like heroes and lost soldiers of our community. I don't stand for Sandra Bland. And I'm not afraid to say that I don't. But that's my point. Could you imagine me going out there and running and picketing and then this individual doesn't even give a shit if I can feed my family because I like men? Now, you can act like that's not what she said, but she said it very clearly. So that is my whole point when it comes back to the Boosies of the world, these type of men. A lot of people feel like, a lot of times I feel like this is not my, this whole Black Lives Matter movement is not my fight, because a lot of these people don't give a damn about me. They're more focused on who I'm laying with that night. And if it's not another woman, then my life, somehow I'm not black enough. Somehow I'm no longer black, so my life doesn't matter. So guess what? I'm not out there on the picket lines. I'm not out there, I'm not. Because it's Black Lives Matter until it's protect black LGBTQ, black trans, black non-binary, all of these. It's only Black Lives Matter when it's protect straight black men and straight black women. That's a bunch of BS. It's a crock of shit to me. And I'm not subscribing to that rhetoric at all. So that was a perfect example of what it is. Perfect example. Couldn't have gotten even better. I couldn't have made my point clearer. So now, somebody says, for the cursing, some of us black women support and love our bros and sisters from the LGBT. Thank you, Antoinette. So let me see, because there was somebody else who may have super chatted, I think. Yeah, some people's mad, but you just stay mad. I don't really care. Dang it. Who was that super chatted? Because I don't see it over here. Shoot. Hold on. I got to go to the back end. That was a perfect example, because she actually was in a situation. Girl, that this was not a hypothetical. This was it happened. What are we talking about? 7104, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, shout out from the Bay. This is Queen. Hey. How you doing, boo?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Queen? You sticks around even when you don't agree.
Huh? You say what?
I said you sticks around even when you don't agree. You still be here, so I love you for that.
You know I love you, boo, always. It's whatever. But I want to, let's see where I want to start, because I feel like there's some very interesting intersectionalities with these topics today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with the womb implants. We're going to start it there and shake it up a little bit. Even though I don't agree with the person that's getting the womb implants, I'm very shocked by some of the hatred that's coming for, like, trans people trying to have children. And I feel like just because someone's trans doesn't mean that they do not deserve to pursue having children. And I feel like also that a lot of cisgender women tend to forget that some of these advancements could help cisgender women. Like, there are a
that
lot
are
of women
able to
who
have
cannot,
children, yeah.
Exactly, cannot perceive. And before, a while ago, you know, even the thought of taking someone's eggs or embryos and putting them into someone else's body was seen to be, like, ridiculous, crazy, you know. And this just continues to go and see how, like, cisgender women, especially cisgender black women, are so easy to forget that trans people and that queer people tend to set the bar and the standards, and a lot of the culture derives from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hair, the wigs, the body, the style, it derives from us. You guys are okay with someone taking fat from their stomach and putting it in their ass, but there's a problem with someone wanting to get a womb implant and have a child? Like, I don't really understand this. You know, and I just feel like this just continues to go in on, like, even with the whole Bootsy situation. Like, I feel like with him, I mean, the just the kind of ignorance that people tend to bring on with this whole, like, oh, television makes your kids gay. The whole brainwashing of, like, the gay agenda. And for some of the women that are calling in and saying about how they support the gay men and all this other stuff, I'm going to tell you, keep that same energy when it comes to the trans women. Because I feel like a lot of black women are very, very, very quick to say, like, oh, I support gays. But when it comes to the trans women, it's like, but those... I feel I don't know.
Those are some competition
or those are the problem or whatever. I don't agree. But we're the first one screaming protect black women when the black men abandon them and are talking about how they want light-skinned women. And the black men are committing violence against them. We're the ones advocating for them. You know what I'm saying? And and I feel like a lot of this, and for all the people that hate the gays and the queers, leave our culture alone. Don't use the wigs. Don't use our lingo. Don't use our style. I just feel like it would be nothing without us. I'm gonna just say it. I'm gonna wake it up. Black culture would be nothing without the black queers that influence it. It would be nothing because who dress these artists that y'all love? Who do these artists make up? Where do they get their style from? The queers, the gays, these women that y'all worship, the Cardis, all of them, the Rihannas. Rihanna has a gay man behind her. You get what I'm saying? Enough, enough. It's the hypocrisy for me. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead. What you got to say?
I'm listening. The only thing I want to else add is one of my moderators said in regards to Sandra Bland, they said it was a perfect example that you used because words matter.
Absolutely.
She died due to discrimination, but in life, she was okay with discrimination. Now let that sink in.
It's the same thing of like out here, like myself being an advocate and an activist. I'm out here fighting. You know, I was out here fighting, marching for George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. But George Floyd probably could have spit on me on the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Breonna Taylor's ideas were about people in my community. But I feel like sometimes it's us that be going harder for our own black community than some of the other people because they're selective. It's like, okay, only these kind of black folks. And we'd be out there screaming for everyone because when you're at the bottom, you know, you're the most, you know, at risk. You're the one taking it from every side. You don't have that safety of, like, for me, I don't feel like I have that safety of the black community sometimes. I'm more nervous sometimes in all black spaces than I am in all white spaces. And that says more about the black community than it does me.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, where we are, I mean, it's a little bit more inclusive, but I agree because it's almost like you want to have more white friends than black friends because they're ready to pounce on you. I just don't like this ideology that you can't be black and queer at the same time. Like, you have to pick one. I don't understand that. I don't understand, like, I'm black and I'm gay. I'm black and I'm queer. I'm black and I'm trans. Like, it's not
right,
one or the other.
Somebody like me, I chose the other side. You see me around, you know, I could pass.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to tell people that I'm trans. And at some point I was living like that, thinking that this is what I had to do to be a black woman or to be black or to, no, I can be it all. And
no, yeah,
those who have a problem
tell.
With it, oh, well.
Thanks, Boo. I love you for calling in.
And how's school going?
How's school? Are you almost
done? I'm done, Boo. I am done.
Girl,
yes,
you were supposed to be
done.
Hitting me up. We were supposed to be doing some work.
I'm finishing my thesis right now, and as soon as I'm done, I got you, Boo. We're going to do some work.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right, let me see. All right, we're going to take a couple more, and then we're going to get up out of here. 1576, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I'm calling you from London. How you doing?
Hey, shout out to London. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
Right, so I just want to say I'm really proud of you for the way that you've taken up for Lil Nas X and stuff, and I feel like you've thrown so many stones into the industry and really kind of blown up. Kind of what was the last frontier in music, really, was like gay men being at the forefront and just actually saying what we want to say rather than being behind the scenes all the time. And I think it's really interesting to see people's reactions to it from the industry down to the fans and stuff. And it's just kind of crazy. It's exposing a lot of how people really, really think. But I just wanted to say, when it comes to, I know you're saying a lot about black women being homophobic and stuff, I'm not really sure that it's necessarily a racially specific thing because I'm white and my mother's homophobic. And I just kind of feel like there's a certain type of woman that psychologically is just naturally homophobic because their whole build-up depends on what men think of them and what men can do for them. And if you can't do anything for them as a gay man, you know, you're kind of like pointless, so to speak. So I think I feel like there's like a natural homophobia that some women have. And I feel like he's kind of like exposed that as well. So I feel like it's not always just a racially specific thing, to be honest.
Okay, well, thank you for giving me that. Well, what time is it out there in London?
It's like 10:30.
Okay, well, you're chilling with us for the evening. So thank you, Boo. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was enjoying the show. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Okay. All right. 8822, super chat to the top. I'm not getting all these people. So if you just need to get on here.
What's up?
Hey.
Yeah. So just a few things. Really, honestly, like, I'm so sick and tired of these black women. I know I came from one, so, you know, there's a little grace with them, but it's just too much. It's like every day is something with them, especially when it comes to this whole topic. And I feel like they only ever want to, like, be loud and chant when it pertains to them. But once it don't concern them, they don't want to, like, you know, defend people, which they don't have to. But in a sense, they, like, get under these comments, like on these blogs and type stuff, and they say these things. And it's just like, but when these straight men beat you guys up, y'all be the same ones running to y'all gay besties and, you know, talk to them about it, even though they don't do anything, but y'all run to them and, you know, tell them your whole life and tell them about the stuff y'all go through. And when y'all want to scream this protect black women, y'all be like this community is the same people that defend you guys 24/7, but it's like when things happen with them, you don't want to ever, you know, defend them. So it's just like, so when y'all want to scream protect black women, it shouldn't be the gay community's issue either, because it's like y'all don't stick up and stand up for them. It just sent to me too, because it's just like, I don't know. Like, and then it's like these straight men want to hit on the gays, but yeah, like all these big rappers, a lot of their girlfriends, they get their hair done by these gay men, like Arrogante and Jonathan. They slay these female rappers or these Instagram models that are dating these rappers. So it's just like, I don't know. It just sends me, honestly. I don't know. It just bothers me. It's just like, it's a lot. But then with Sweetie, I just feel like Sweetie should just honestly just leave music. I don't know what it is. She can't find the big record. The Doja Cat one sucked. But it's like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like she's not really a good performer. She just, and I don't know what's up with this whole artist development stuff that she's supposed to be doing. I don't know where that's taking her. I don't know what she learned from it. It's been 3 months, and sis is still out here. Can't get it together. I don't know what it is. Like, but the endorsement deals are sticking, though, but the music is just not connecting. I don't know what it is, but I don't know. But allegedly she has a collab coming with Cardi or somebody. There's been reports, like, from YouTubers, and they've been talking. I don't know how true is that, but I guess her new album, she has some A-listers that's going to be on her album. So I don't know. But I don't know. Musically, she just don't stick for me. I don't know what it is, but I just don't see it for her.
Well, you've seen that Cardi B and Lizzo hit number 4. They knocked your your girl out.
Who what girl? Oh, Doja.
They knocked her Doja down.
Oh yeah, congrats to them. I actually like Lizzo. You know, I don't get the Cardi B like that. No shade, but I like Lizzo actually. I think Lizzo's actually talented. This new Rumor song, personally, it wasn't for me. It was giving too much Disney Channel type stuff, but I think Lizzo is talented. I'm not going to take that away from her. All the crying she does, though, is sending me, but I think she's talented. And, I mean, yes, they knocked Doja down, but Doja's still out here breaking records. Next week, her album is going to be number one. So Doja's cat is still out here. Got 4 songs in the top 20, you know. So don't play with her. She's definitely out here. But congrats to Lizzo and Cardi, though. I mean, no shade.
All right, Bo. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, let's take another call. 3025. 3025. I see your super chat. Latavia, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, Armand. It's actually Latavia.
Oh, Latavia. Sorry. I know that probably irks you when
people
say your name wrong.
Oh, especially the white people. Oh, my God. I'm going to start with Sweetie. Sweetie probably just need to go ahead and stop. She's a beautiful girl. But the music, like the last caller said, is just not hitting for me. And then the crazy thing is, with the Sandra Bland, that really opened my eyes. I had no idea she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you said that.
You literally just brought awareness to whoever is watching your platform, because I had no idea she even said that. And I am pretty much, you know, pro-black, you know? And that just really kind of shook me. Like, how could – and it's so ironic. And it's messed up because nobody deserves to die and lose their life. But she really just died by her own, like, her own tongue, like, literally. I actually have a cousin that is gay. And I remember in grade school, this big old girl tried to jump him and fight on him. And when I tell you, like, he is one of the sweetest people, like, he's humble and all that. So sometimes black women do be trying it. And I understand that they may feel
like,
okay.
And I want to say this, though. I want to preface by saying this, because I know we're throwing around a lot of black women here. I don't want – because I know a lot of people think – and I'm going to show my face real quick. Because I see a lot of people trying to say, oh, he just set this up to start dragging black women. No, again, I posted what I posted. So for those people that came in here late, I posted what I posted on my Instagram. And the comment section is what I read from these women. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, for those people that may have missed it really quick, these are all women that said this. See, this is my whole problem with that community. Stop getting mad because people don't like you. No one has to like you. No one has to accept you. I understand that it's fair and it bothers you, but guess what? Life is unfair. And I, for one, would not give a F if nobody liked me or didn't want to be bothered with me in this life. In my days, y'all act as if, oh, I'm gay, so people have to deal with me. Oh, I'm gay, so people have to let me treat them a certain way. Oh, I'm gay. If it doesn't work out, a person doesn't want to deal with you, then they have to be homophobic, okay? Another woman said, Armand, stop being a girl. You was a boy, and yeah, we don't have to like y'all. The F, not one gay person pays my bills, so F them, okay? So this is the type of rhetoric that's going on in my comments coming from the women to followers and subscribers, okay? So I had to read that. And so this is how the conversation got there.
Oh, yeah, so messed up, because I feel like they're talking from a minor point of view. They might feel like, they just want acceptance, but you have to realize that's minor. That's minor. Majority is acceptance. I mean, not acceptance. It's respect, like you said. You don't have to be you don't have to be your friend. You don't have to go to the bar, hang out. You don't have to do none of that, but you have to give people their respect. That's the biggest thing. And I think people do confuse acceptance and respect. It's just like being black. You don't have to like, it's messed up, but you don't have to like me because I'm black. You don't have to accept black people or whatever, but you're going to respect me. When I walk in the store, you don't have to look at me crazy. You don't have to treat me disrespectful. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand that. And like I said, just to go back to my cousin, like some of these black women are trying it. That girl literally jumped on my cousin and tried to fight him. And then when he tried to fight her back, oh, it was all, oh, he shouldn't hit her. He's a man, this, that, and the third. But some of y'all be getting out of line. Some of them really do be getting out of line. You can't expect, treat someone all type of way. You can't slap somebody and then get mad when they punch you. You know what I mean?
My thing is, my biggest thing is this. You don't have to agree with my lifestyle or my life, right? But just because you may feel like it's a choice, it's not a choice. I didn't click a button one day.
And it's not.
And at the end of the day, I'm not a subdivision of black culture. I am black. So I'm right on the same line as you as anybody else. I'm not a sublet of black people. I'm not a step below the black man. I'm not a step below the black woman. So I should have the same equal rights as them. And we should have the same equal rights as whites. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's all I have to say.
That's just what it is.
But
thank you so much.
Thank you for bringing up the Sandra Bland thing, because I'm telling you, that really opened my eyes. You hit that one on the head right there.
Absolutely. I only speak facts when it comes to this. And so people that don't want to see it, their minds are already made up. And I'm not here to convince you. I'm just here to show you where my logic comes from. Okay? Thank you.
I know that's right.
Bye. Okay, here's my girl, 4205. You live on the air.
Hi, how are you, boo?
Girl, good. We done sparked it up, and you done came with the best comment of the day.
You so freaking dope.
And I don't even think you'd be realizing it sometimes. These conversations are always such important conversations for me, and I always walk away with something from them. So I'm always so grateful every time you open up your platform and discuss topics that other people are too afraid to breach. So I just want to say
thank
that.
You.
You know, so I'll start off light first. Sweetie Meet the Tap Out. I don't like
no
her
pun
music
intended.
On the radio. Yeah, I don't like her music on the radio. I don't like it anywhere. It's just not for me. I thought it was, like, really cute and really gimmicky and nothing to be taken seriously. But now that I think that she's taking it seriously, I think she should stop. She got so many other talents. I just don't think music is it for her. Cardi B, you know I'm not a fan of her music, but, oh, my God, I can't lie. She's really impressing me with her work ethic and the way she do things. She kind of giving rap females a new face with this whole, you know, pregnant and performing. Because, when women get pregnant, they sit down, you know, and she is the most visible with that baby bump. You know, it does something for her, you know, and it does something for me to see, you know, her still working hard towards her goals being a pregnant woman. Okay, not a Boosie thing. There's a comment that hits different for me every time somebody says it, and that's if you want to raise strong black men, also insinuating that black men can't be strong and gay. When in my life, the reason I'm so partial and the reason I'm so free thinking is because a gay, strong black man helped raise me. They have been some of the strongest men I've seen. Nobody wakes up and decides, in my life, I'm going to be discriminated on both ends of the fence. I'm going to be the most hated creature on this earth by white people, and I'm also going to be viewed the same way by my own people. Nobody in life wakes up and purposely chooses that struggle. You can't convince me otherwise. You can't convince me. You know, so to keep calling it a lifestyle, to keep calling it a choice is insulting. And it's getting old, you know, and I wonder if people realize when they speak about gay people, they use the same ideology that racist people use. Insert, I don't want this here. Insert, I'm afraid that this may impose on my rights here. It's the same ideology. And for people that don't understand why the Jocelyn Hernandez and the Sandra Bland hit a little bit different than Boosie, it's because since the beginning of time, women have been allies to gay men. So when the woman is doing it, it do hit different because you're supposed to understand a little bit more, you know, than your typical straight man. At least that's how we are taught, you know, socially, you know, so those things hit different. You
well,
know,
and not
so
to mention, and not to mention, that's the demographic here. And so when we're talking, it's gays and girls, you know, here on my platform. So when I'm seeing all of this fire and it's coming from these women, I'm like, girl. But and then you see so many of these national campaigns about protecting black women and black women should be valued and celebrated and this and that and da 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 da. But then it's like some of these same women are coming here. And spewing so much hate. I'm only one person. People can talk directly at me. I'm just speaking broadly. I'm talking to thousands of people a day. You know, it's me versus the internet. You know what I'm saying? So you can't take it too literal. But when you're going through a day of comments and majority of them are black women saying the most nastiest things, and then you can pull up a woman like Sandra Bland. Let's be very clear. And when we're having conversations about not protesting and not standing for Black Lives Matter. And then you have a prime example of a black woman, Sandra Bland, who has lost her life to discrimination and says that it's okay for black people to be gay people to be discriminated against. I don't celebrate Sandra Bland.
Mm-hmm.
She's not my fight.
And it's crazy because it's the oppression Olympics. And for people who don't understand, and what Sandra Bland did is what our parents been teaching us since the beginning of time, that words matter. You know, the internet and your words live on. They matter, you know. And for people that don't think so, it's just crazy to me. But, you know, like I said, this has been a loaded and a really great discussion, you know. But I'm not going to lie, as I read the Shade Room comments, as I read your Instagram comments, it makes my heart hurt that we're still having these conversations because I started off on your channel with the idea that since I was so open-minded and I was so free in my thinking that, you know, most women aren't homophobic towards gays. But you know what? Every day, it's not true. It's underlying something there.
It's underlying something there.
It's okay. Yeah, let's acknowledge it so we can move past exactly what's so bothersome about us. But we keep having these, you know, toy and pool conversations of, no, that community is jealous of me. No, that community is jealous of me. It's just exhausting. But that's all I have to say, Boo. I just wanted
to chime in. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for coming in. All right. Yeah, chow. Let's do this one. 5754, you live on the air.
Thank you. So, first off, I just want to say I don't listen to child groomers and pedos, and I don't listen to people who agree with them. I also don't care about non-black girls on a reality show with their husband beating black women ass, period. So, to me, that whole argument with Lil Boosie and stuff is invalid. Also, you should talk your shit. Why
stop cursing.
I'm sorry. Why should you have to support a movement or respect deceased people within it directly in opposition to you and are literally being violent? How does respecting that type of person benefit you? No one owes them or anyone else time to learn while killing you. What are they doing to be proactively, you know, trying to change their own behavior versus expecting others to coddle along the way? I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Like, sometimes I look at certain behavior, like even with the whole Lil Nas X thing, I won't front. I was like looking at people complain like, oh, why is it, oh, so when he was beating black women, nobody said anything, but now all of a sudden people are crying when queer people, and I was like, well, that's because black people keep supporting him, black women keep supporting him, and when he did that, it wasn't even really black. I mean, black gay people might have complained, but to be honest, white gay people were like, oh, hell no, we're cutting off your money. Like that. Like, you can't expect every community to coddle you when you do something foolish. Like, you can't use the whole black card and the black oppression thing. You think that that's like a scapegoat for your own actions, and that's just not how it works. And it also makes us look kind of crazy sometimes, because then you start getting those crazy people who are like, oh, y'all always want to be coddled. No. Sometimes in, like, cases like this, this is one of those situations where you can't use the black card all the time. Third, I kind of want to talk about that whole artificial womb thing.
Okay.
Look, cis straight people always complain about you can't have kids, this and that. So I don't get it. Like, now people are trying to find ways to be able to evolve and to reproduce. Like, we literally live in a world where humans evolve with science and medicine and technology. So to me, this is just another group that's trying to evolve. I don't get, like, what are you going to keep complaining about? Like, what now? Because you were complaining about that part. You were complaining about this. You're complaining about things being unnatural, even though, honestly, as somebody who's a tech and science enthusiast, there's barely anything natural about us. Like, literally everything we do is man-made, even the fruits we eat. Nothing about us has not been touched by men in the quote-unquote natural state. So to me, that's just an invalid argument. And the last time, this animosity is literally about insecurity as far as I'm concerned. Black straight people want to stay really primitive in my eyes, and it's not really doing anything to change or alter anything that we're going through. Like, being homophobic, being transphobic, and then not even trying
to change.
Okay, we got to
wrap it up. Keep going.
It's not helping. And that's all.
Thank you,
Boo.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so we are definitely out of time. This is the last call, 9526. Okay, this is literally, oh, his number is not up here. Oh, child, well, we got to go because I don't see you. You didn't call in. How you not call in? All right, so we have to get you on the next one, baby, because you're not on here. I do not.